I'm Reen Schwarzer, and you're listening to the Giant Sword Podcast. Microphones, activate!
Hello, and welcome to this week's Giant Sword Podcast. I'm your party leader, Nick. Joining me, as always, is Shadow.
Hey, what's up?
And Taylor.
What is going on?
What is up, everybody? Sorry, we missed last week. It was my birthday, and I didn't tell these guys. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to do a podcast today because it's my birthday.
All right. Happy belated. What'd you do?
I made some Cubanos.
Ooh.
Some, the sandwich where you have pork shoulder, ham, cheese, so Swiss cheese, pickles, and mustard, and then you crush it or you fry it under a plancha.
I saw the movie Chef, and I wanted to try it. I'm like, ooh, that looks
good. That's exactly what I made. It's one of those sandwiches.
Nice.
Just had some people over and made those.
Very cool.
can't really do
Happy
much.
Birthday.
Oh, thank you. I feel old. So I'm at that age now where every birthday is like, okay, whatever. I'm older. I don't really care.
Yep. I know what you mean.
Sucks.
Welcome to the club. Welcome to the old club.
And the funny thing is, guys, we're not even that old. We just feel it.
No, we're really not. I feel great for my age. So, you know, I don't have any gray hair really. I mean, that's the light. It looks probably gray on camera, but it's definitely not. So I've seen people that are full on salt and pepper by now, and I'm like, what happened?
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, that's like not eating right, not getting enough sleep. That's fun.
And having kids.
Yeah, true.
Ugh. Well, I eat pretty good. I get sleep, and I don't have any kids, so maybe that's it.
All right. So this week we're gonna do something special because back. I don't know what episode this was. This is like probably episode 10. So about 130 episodes ago, we did a top five episode where we just did a bunch of top fives. I asked our Discord, give me a bunch of top five, just a bunch of different top fives. And I grabbed the ones that I liked and put them in a list. And now we're going to do them. And we're going to shoot the shit pretty much.
That was one of my favorite episodes. I liked that one. This will be fun.
That was back when we used to be around a table doing the podcast. True. But all right, let's start.
Okay.
All right. We're gonna start with the top five title animation/songs. So the top five intros, pretty much.
Oh man. All right, let's see. I don't know if I can go in order, but I can go off the top of my head. First off, I'm going to go with two from the same series. Go with Simple and Clean and Sanctuary, Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2.
Okay.
I'm also going to go with Tales of Vesperia's Ring a Bell. Let's see. That's all I got from the top of my head right now. I can't think of any.
I got one on the top of my head. I don't know the name of the song, but it's the Tales of Zillio intro. That song's rocking. It's like every time I listen to it, you always get hyped. And for some reason, I cannot remember the Vesperia one. Can I remember it?
Yeah, that one.
Okay, yeah.
That's funny. Well, I'm also gonna throw a couple tails in. That's funny that we all have a tails game. So my two are Abyss and Grace's F.
The
English version. Yeah, with no lyrics. Dude. That guitar song, it's really good.
That's a guitar.
Yeah, and then Grace's F, it's from this K-pop singer that I really like, who's not popular at all anymore. But yeah, I like that one a lot. I don't know if this counts as a JRPG, but I'm going to throw it in anyway, because this is probably number one, is Dragon's Dogma. Have you guys played Dragon's Dogma?
Yeah, I guess we can count that. But yeah, that song is definitely...
The Wind Is Pushing Me, dude.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
so that's good. That's so good.
I think that's like the main reason why you bought the game was because of that song.
You know, actually, I got it for free because I had a buddy that worked at Capcom at the time, and she just gave it to me for free. So I'm like, sweet. I didn't even buy it.
The intro, I don't even know what the song is called in the Final Fantasy Tactics intro.
Yeah, just that intro theme.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm also going to go with Disgaea 2's intro, Sinful Rose, and Disgaea 5's intro. Those two are good songs.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'll have to pull one from you, too. I like Simple and Clean as I'm trying to think of ones. That's one that comes to mind.
Yeah, those are like the standout ones, Simple and Clean, Sanctuary. I don't know what the third one is because it was hot due to butt cakes.
oh man, what was it called? Let me think. Face My Fears or something like that.
Okay. Other than Don't Think Twice or something like that. I don't know. I don't really. Yeah.
That's Persona 5, right?
Oh, Persona 5. Yeah,
Persona 5, the first one. Not Royal, but the original.
Yeah, Persona 5 is good. Even the Persona 4 Golden is like, it's got a weird nostalgic thing to it with the harmonica one.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's what it does. Yeah, that's nostalgic. Yeah.
And they're all dancing.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, add that to my list too.
A bunch of people are surprised that I'm like not saying Tales of Destiny.
Does it even have an intro song?
Oh yeah, it does. The PS1 version doesn't even, it's just instrumental. It's a song that doesn't even, you know, it doesn't have one of those J-pop songs like Tales usually has.
Hmm. Okay.
But the remake has that J-pop song, so. Gotcha. Good songs, just not my top five. What about the Vesperia? Not Vesperia, Berseria one.
Yeah, I can't remember that one. Know what that one was? Guy.
It's the one that sounds like a Full Metal Alchemist intro.
I have to listen to it again.
Yep, it's just not that. So we got Tales of Zillia, Vesperia, Grace's F, Abyss, Persona 5, Persona 4 Golden, Disgaea 2 and Disgaea 5, Final Fantasy Tactics intro. It's the song that plays right after you put your name and birthday thing. It's the one with the, when you see all the guys riding the chocobos to the church.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. So,
what were other ones?
And Dragon's Dogma.
Dragon's Dogma, yeah.
And Kingdom Hearts? Did we say Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts, yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do. All right. Next one. The top 5 regular battle themes.
Let's see. Gonna have to go with Persona 3 through 5. with Time to Make History for Persona 4 Golden. Final Fantasy 7, Regular Battle Fair. I forgot what it's called. I love that one. I'm gonna say Grandia 3. Grandia 3's battle theme. That one really stands out. Xenosaga episode 1's battle theme, really amazing. One of the most nostalgic battle themes for me, right next to Final Fantasy 7's.
So that's six.
No, I'll ask
we just get to keep going. Just keep going.
My bad.
No, we'll count.
I mean, keep going, and then if you want to order them, or at least pick a top one or something.
We'll count Persona as a one, because that's okay, like right. It's impossible to choose those.
You know what? Let me pull that back up.
So, Pokemon Red and Blue.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna pick one from the Tales series. Just one.
I'm writing these down, by the way. I'm not checking something on my phone. I'm writing down in case I forget, but sorry, continue. Right.
Tales of Destiny, of course. I gotta do it. This is the original. It's nostalgic to me. It's Barret's Fangs, that's what it's called.
Okay.
So if you guys want to look at it up on YouTube, you can check it out.
Okay, go ahead.
Is that I like Grandia 3's battle theme, but Grandia 2 has a special place in my heart because it's too epic for a battle theme because it goes crazy with the guitars.
Grandia 2. Okay.
Yeah. Like all the Grandia battle themes, are super epic.
I would say Final Fantasy 13's, but that's only at a point, like halfway through the song, that's when it really gets good.
Is it the baby, 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 baby,
I can't believe they messed up that battle theme. I was like, I knew that since the beginning that was going to be the case. Like, you guys really suck with this game.
Just for the battle theme, we're like, nah, this is the game. This is what's happening. Just like the final, just like the game itself. The first half is like awful, and then it gets kind of good at that. And then at the second half, you know what's funny, Shadow? When I changed the music for the first chapter for Trails in the Sky, and I changed it to the Grandia 3 battle theme.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
There you go. Made everything so much better.
Yeah.
I'm also gonna go with Fire Emblem Awakening Conquest. Like that's just a rush of nostalgia for me at this point. Crazy how Fire Emblem is just nostalgic for me. When did that come out? Like 2011? 2012. Yeah.
Fates?
No, Fire Awakening.
Awakening, okay.
What's the name of the song in Awakening?
Conquest. It's really laid back song.
Oh, okay. That's not it. Okay, so this might not work because of the way the game is structured, but would you allow ease games? Because they don't really have like battle themes, it's just sort of like world themes, you know? And if not, that's okay.
Interesting. Sure.
We'll allow it.
You'll allow it?
Only one?
Oh, yeah. Man.
And hit your mic. It's buzzing for some reason.
It's buzzing?
Yeah.
It's not those are the bugs outside. Hold on. I'll just shut the window. It's not my mic.
Is that really the bugs?
Better?
Holy shit, that's loud.
Yeah, those are bugs. That wasn't my mic. Holy Okay, I'll pick one, and what the heck is it called? I have a playlist of all my favorites. It's called Falcom Rock. Okay, the song name is stupid, but it's such a great song. It's called Cave of Groan, and the name's so lame. It's like one of the dumbest names, but it's just a super rocking. It's like quintessential ease music, you know, the violins are going, the guitar is just rocking,
but,
you know.
But which game though?
Oh, Ease 9.
Okay.
I would also throw in Lunar.
One.
Yeah, Lunar 1.
I know that you're thinking of the PSP version. But I'm just thinking about the very basic PS1 version. It's like,
it'd probably be the PSP version.
That's the nostalgia right there.
Probably that. Tales of the Abyss. That one I like a lot. Dude, Bravely Default 2's battle theme is so good. It's like just this rocking guitar, man. I love the battle theme in Bravely Default 2.
So what you need, what you guys need to know about Taylor's, there's an awesome rocking shredding guitar in it. It's automatically a great song.
Exactly.
So be sure to post your rocking guitar in battle themes in the comments below or on the Discord for Taylor.
Let's see, what else do I have on here? I guess Final Fantasy VII also. I was trying to think of other battle themes from Final Fantasy, but none of them really are that great.
For some reason, I haven't even played it. It's Final Fantasy X rings in my head.
Yeah, Final Fantasy X is a good one.
It's okay. Yeah, so those would be my five: Lunar, Tales of the Abyss, Bravely Default 2, Final Fantasy 7, and then Ease 9.
So I got Tales of Destiny.
Tales of Destiny Remake.
Like Grandia 2. I mean, it's the same song, Taylor, so. Except there's like three versions of it, but. So Grandia 2. Jade Cocoon.
Really? Jade Cocoon?
Yeah, it's not like my top. It's just a very like addicting song to listen to. Boom, boom, boom,
bada, bada, da, 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 da. Oh yeah, okay.
What else? What else is there? I hate being put on the spot, you know.
This was your idea, Nick.
I know. But there's so many. Raiden Historia.
Historia.
Okay. It's a good battle theme.
I'm gonna say I don't know if I have five. I think I had six before. Or no, you only took Persona as one. But I'm gonna take Shin Megami Tensei Digital Devil Saga. Bad thing for that one. I forgot what it's called.
Persona 4 or the original battle theme.
Okay.
That one's nostalgic to me. Just because of Taylor playing it in my room when I'm like sleeping, and then him getting mad at getting him the bad ending, and then having to leave from the disappointment. I kind of say, God, no, I gotta
reassess my life.
Yeah. It sucks because all I'm thinking about right now is Grandia music, because that's what I listen to at work. I just listen to the entire soundtrack of Grandia 1, and it's just in my head right now. So it's like, okay, what's the battle theme? And it goes into Grandia 1 battle theme. Like, stop it! Stop! All right.
Yeah. That's, man, battle themes, that one's tough. There's so many good ones.
There are a lot of good ones. Next one, top five optional super bosses. Or just optional bosses.
Optional bosses.
Just optional bosses in general?
Yeah.
Let's see.
So, I would say, let's do minor spoiler warning for everyone. Because we could, you know, if you guys don't want to hear this, go to the next timestamp. But we're going to keep it. We're going to try to keep it minor spoilers. But come on, boss battles. Sometimes they're optional. So
optional boss battles.
Yeah, they're optional. They're not main boss battles.
I want to say this guy of fives, Bale. He's a super boss. Oh, boss battles. Can we count weapon in Final Fantasy VII?
Oh yeah, those are all optional. Which one though?
Like almost all of them. That's not all of them. That's not the mandatory one.
I remember Connor was doing a boss to get the gold chocobo. He fought like this giant orb. Do you remember what that's called?
A giant orb.
It looks like a giant orb.
Oh, I got one. Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2, Sephiroth. My bad.
Yeah. Sephiroth is rough. He's hard.
Yeah.
That's one thing they're missing in Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah, well, yeah. Oh, man.
Where is it? That game. Destroy it.
Nah, not DLC. How could they? Okay, we can't get into that. We're not doing that.
Oh. What if they come out with Kingdom Hearts 4 and it's like the greatest game ever? It's like, well, what Kingdom Hearts, it's what Kingdom Hearts 3 should have been.
I don't know how they could mess up Kingdom Hearts 3. I don't. I mean, like, I would have to wait for you guys to say something and everybody else say something, because I'm not playing that day one. I'm done with Kingdom Hearts. Sorry. I think it ended.
It killed you.
Yeah. I want to say the optional boss also in Parasite Eve 1 at the top of the Chrysler building.
Oh, I didn't even know there was one.
Yeah. Yeah. What else? The Velvet Tunes is pretty cool to fight in Persona 5. Oh, it's that a spoiler?
In Persona 5?
Did give a spoiler?
Yeah, Persona 5, yeah.
I'm trying to remember. Oh no. I don't think that's really a spoiler. I think that's a given.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an optional fight, yeah, that you can do.
I think one is I like the actual final boss in Persona 4.
We're putting true ending bosses into the equation here, because technically they are optional, I guess.
They are all optional.
I'm gonna say Shin Megami Tensei Nocturne, the true boss for that one, Lucifer. That was ridiculous. I swear I can't do that again.
I like the cameo battles in Tales games. I think one memorable one for me is in Tales of Eternia, you fight Kless or Kress, and if you beat him, you get his sword, the Eternal Sword. So I remember on my PSP just trying to beat him for like 3 hours straight. It was super difficult. I got it.
Oh, I'm gonna say a really obscure game. Arkrise Fantasia had like a cameo boss battle in the arena, in which you could fight characters from, I think, I want to say Mervinus or whatever the company is called that did Arkrise Fantasia. Yeah, characters from Luminous Arc 1 and 2, I think. That was pretty cool.
Taylor, which
I don't really. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
It's like, which Final Fantasy Tactics optional boss do you think is the best one?
I'm trying to remember which ones are optional.
Like Worker 8.
Probably Worker 8. That's the only one I did that I can think of, really.
You didn't go all the way to the bottom and got the...
I never did Deep Dungeon.
Deep Dungeon? Yeah.
I never did Deep Dungeon. I never got Cloud. I'd probably go with, like what Shadow said, probably Sephiroth. And I want to say in Kingdom Hearts 2. And I can't remember if that's the one, but one of them, he like, as soon as he starts the fight, he just lunges at you, and you have to block, and it's like,
yeah, you have to block it, yeah. If you don't, you lose, you just die.
Yeah.
So. God, why the fuck was that in Kingdom Hearts 3? Okay, we're not doing it.
So Sephiroth probably. I never did Emerald or Ruby weapon in 7, so probably just Ultimate Weapon, just because. You have to chase them all over the place. You get Cloud's best weapon from that.
And how are they going to do that in the remake, man?
I bet you they're not. It won't be optional or something. Or maybe it will. I don't know. This is a weird one, but Gilgamesh is a boss in Final Fantasy XII. And I don't know if this is specifically the Zodiac Age version or if it was always in it. I just never did it before. But that boss was super tough, but it was fun. I really liked it. I like chasing him down and finding him. That was fun. But I with stuff like this, I usually don't chase down secret bosses or side bosses or anything like that. I mean, I guess Persona 4, I don't even really remember what it is, but I did it.
Tales of Eternia had a lot of them. It had Valkyrie, and you fought Valkyrie. The secret dungeon, and then you could search or you search around the world and find secret Kramels, which are they called the spirits. You know, I gotta find all the earth spirits. They're called Kramels in Eternia, and you can find rare ones, and you have to fight them. That's fun. Would you I'm trying to remember, in Final Fantasy VII, did you actually have to fight Vincent before he found him? When he found him?
No. You have to fight Yuffie, though.
Yeah, I killed her, and then she disappeared. I didn't mean to.
Well, I mean, you can't really kill her, can you? Like, the battle just sort of ends, and you have to talk your way out of it.
She runs away, and then I never found her again.
Oh. I think you can find her again. She's in the same patch of grass. Like, I don't think she's like permanently gone.
I don't know. I just remember I was looking for her. I kept going in the trying to get her again, and she wouldn't appear. I'm like, I think I broke the game. Oh shit. Optional super bosses.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, because really the only games. Well, I guess, okay, this one, I'll do this one. This fight was so dumb, but I did it because I needed it for the platinum, but the giant Adamantois in Final Fantasy 15, you can actually kill it, but you're there. I'm not even kidding. I think I was there for like 30 minutes because it doesn't really do damage, but it just has a ass load of HP. So you're just like clang, 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 clang. I'm like, okay.
Sleeping.
Yeah, basically.
And you played it before you even switched party members, so yours always.
Yeah. I wonder if it would have been easier if you could have done that. But yeah, because I'm trying to think. 13 definitely didn't do anything. I'm just going down Final Fantasy because this is usually the ones I dive into the most. 10, I just beat it, didn't mess with it. 9, never really did any optional stuff. Same with 8.
She's one that went over it.
7. Yeah. And then I really never played anything before 7. So, and then Persona, we kind of went over. Tails, I never really messed with. We talked about Kingdom Hearts. Ease doesn't really have any secret bosses. Because I've done a lot of stuff in Ease, but they don't really have secret bosses or anything like that.
I think
I can remember.
I think the Master is one of them, actually. I don't think that's supposed to be. Those are like, he's like a side quest boss.
In 8 or what?
In
what?
8.
Oh, okay.
And then the
I don't know if I ever did.
And then the true ending is the secret boss.
Hmm. Okay. Interesting. Well, yeah, that's all I can really think of then. I don't have too many.
The secret boss in Tokyo Xanadu, all like 4 of them.
Yeah, I don't think I messed with those really.
If you beat the epilogue and then get the after game or after story, you beat the secret bosses.
Gotcha.
Because they're optional, you don't have to play them. You get the lame ending where you know what happens, where yeah. Ko just starts laughing, and you're like, Ko, you're insane, and then it ends.
Yeah. All right.
You want to have a really annoying ending, Shadow? Get the freaking normal ending on Tokyo Xanadu.
I almost played the game. I want to say maybe it was late last year around December, or maybe it was early this year, and I just said nope, this game is not for me. It's just too. I want to say boring. I think if it had English dub, I probably would have been more interested. But yeah, that game, I just wasn't for me.
So you know the Cold Steel 4 normal ending?
Yeah.
It was kind of like that.
Ew.
It was just like, oh, okay. That's weird. How does that work? Was she always there? Even, you know, it just doesn't make sense. And then you do that. Right. And then you unlock the epilogue right after, and you get to play it, and then you get the real ending. But
oh, okay.
You don't
so
have to do
some crap like Yeast.
Yeah, you don't have to do like sentence special.
You know, you don't have to do a whole bunch of side quests and whatnot, and then possibly still not get the ending. You know, okay.
Yeah, no. This one, the epilogue pretty much starts you right before you see that final scene, and then it's like, oh, we could do this thing. We could do this, and it's like, okay, how's it do this? This makes more sense. I have to be extremely vague because it gives away like everything. But all right, I don't know. And then this next one, I'm gonna let you guys answer because I don't really know. But top five worst JRPGs.
Let's see.
Oh man, how much time do we have?
So number one is Tales of Symphonia.
Get him out.
That could be yours.
Kick him off the podcast.
Yeah, kick him out of my kick me out of my own podcast. Let's do it.
Let's see. I'm gonna go with Mind Zero on Vita. That game is hash. It's crazy how some people label it as a hidden gem or a really underrated game. No, you didn't play it, obviously, to say any of that. You played it for 5 seconds and that was it.
Is Mind Zero the Persona ripoff game?
Yeah, completely. Persona ripoff. And that's fine. You can rip off Persona if you want, but you have no business being boring. If you're going to rip off Persona, you cannot be boring. And that game has a cardinal sin of being boring as sin. Everything about that game was boring. The battle system, the music, the battle music, that's another cardinal sin. You cannot have an RPG with boring battle music. It's the music that you're going to be hearing constantly throughout the game, so it should hit on some level. But nah, Mind Zero just has terrible battle music. Like I said, anybody who says this is a good game, they didn't play it enough. They're lying. They're lying to themselves. Let's see. I want to say Last Rebellion. I'll say Final Fantasy 15. Especially when it initially released. I'm going to say 2016 Final Fantasy 15. Like right now, it might be a pretty okay game. But 2016 Final Fantasy 15? Absolute dog shit.
Yeah. All right. Man, that game. It felt incomplete.
Yeah. Just.
And it was.
I mean, it ran fine. It looked good, and it was like interesting to play, but it just felt incomplete. Felt like I was playing half a game.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, all that DLC.
Yeah, and I think Taylor, you played the demo. I thought the demo was actually better than the main game.
Because
it felt like you were exploring a world, didn't it?
I mean, I guess just because that same area is in the game. In the main game.
Yeah, but not with the same stuff to do, right?
I honestly don't. I mean, all I remember doing is your car breaks down and you have to go fix it, or you have to wait. You have to get money to fix it, and so you do a quest to go in the cave, and then you come back, and then the demo is more or less over. But
I thought you could fight Titan.
Can you? Not the demo. I don't think.
It's been so long ago. Let's see. Oh, okay. I'm gonna say White Knight Chronicles 1 and 2, but if you had to pick one, I'm just gonna pick White Knight Chronicles 1.
Okay, yeah, that's because that's worse. I was just thinking about the Leviathan battle in Final Fantasy 15.
What a disappointment.
That was dumb. Like, I don't know if you can even lose that battle, to be honest. It's so poorly executed.
It just became Dragon Ball Z fight, and then the girl there. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, the character I want to get to know. Oh, okay, never mind.
It's, yeah, exactly. I'm like, yo, this whole game is stupid. Anybody used to, oh my God. And then, like, what? It was chapter 10 or chapter 13 or something like that that had that stealth segment. Oh my God. Completely broke up the pacing completely.
Yeah, I heard they changed that in the patch.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, yeah. That's why I said like 2016 Final Fantasy 15. And then like what else? You had characters just leaving the party to do shit for obvious DLC, and they actually did it to DLC. Oh my God, man. I hated Final Fantasy 15 initially. Game was all crap.
All right, well, I can rattle off a few if we're thinking. Yeah, I would definitely say White Knight Chronicles 2 also. That's the only one I've played.
White Knight Chronicles 1 is just White Knight Chronicles 2 with slower gameplay.
Oh, fun. So not good. Yeah, that, let's see. Time and Eternity, not good. Really bad. I would also say, I think it was Hyperdimension Neptunia 7.
Is there a seven? What's up? Oh, Victory? Victory 2?
Yeah, Victory, yeah. I reviewed it on my channel a long time ago, and I just remember it being so bland, and it ran bad, and it didn't look good.
I give you that. It did run. I think it was on PS. Even if it was on PS4, it didn't run completely up to snuff. But I don't remember. I think Victory 2. Yeah, I think Victory 2 is probably one of the best hybrid dimension depth shooter games. That's not really saying much, but I do think it's one of the better ones. It's definitely up there.
I may be thinking of the wrong game. Basically, it was the one where... Oh, God. I'm trying to think of even who the bad guys were. I can't even remember. Final Fantasy 13, for sure. I hate that game with a passion.
Okay, I don't get how... there are a lot of people who have... That game has fans, and it has a lot of them. And I'm wondering
fans,
how...
Just the same as there's people who are just wrong in the world, you know? They're both the same.
I don't know. And then we can't have a bad top five JRPGs list without Trails of Cold Steel. So
man.
See, I was actually joking with my Tales of Symphonia thing, but he's not. He's actually
I'm not joking.
Man. He's not allowed on the podcast anymore. Actually, he needs to go.
Yeah, all right. I'm gonna say Record of Agarus War.
Oh my gosh.
That game, it had potential, but it's just, oh my god, that game was just it was boring, and it was bad too at the same time, and ridiculously unforgiving.
I remember when I borrowed it from GameStop and played it, put it in my PSP or PS3, and I was like, what am I doing? Okay, what's this game? I'm done. instantly took it out and returned it.
Yeah. It was bad. It the sprites weren't even that good. Even for the time, the sprites weren't that good. The gameplay was very slow. The tutorials didn't teach you that much about the game. They just threw you into the lion's den with that game. And top of it all off, it was just hard. So I don't know what they were thinking.
That game. Another one is Rhapsody game.
Ooh, that's a good one. Rhapsody, a musical. You actually played that?
No, I watched you play it, and it felt I was like, okay, let's go to the next dungeon. It's just the same dungeon, except this one is green. This one's red.
It was very basic.
And I don't know how Taylor actually got through it, but he did. He did.
It was a different time.
Oy, my chihuahua. Yep. I don't know. I don't really have any, so.
What about Grandi Extreme?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Grandi Extreme is one of the worst games ever made. Just don't play it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just, the quality is so bad. Coming
Here's
from
how Grand, I remember
tell,
it.
Tell me from Grandi Extreme 2.
Is extremely bad.
Yeah, it's extremely bad. Coming from Grandia 2, which was really good, and then going to Grandia 3, or Grandia Extreme, which is this horse shit. Like, so bad. Like, the voice acting was like, what are you doing here? Kind of, you know, cheesy. And I'm like, what the hell is this? It's so bad. And then it turned out to become, like, choose your area you want to go. Do you want to go to the lava world, the forest world, the cave world? I'm like, what is this? This is so weird. And then you go in there, and the maps are just like giant mazes that don't do anything. It looks like an RPG Maker game. And I was like, the battle system was good. That's all that there was. But then they transferred over that battle system to 3, so it's all good. So never play that game, guys. Just throw it out. Just, you know, if you think you need to play Extreme before you play 3, don't do it. You don't need to play it. Throw it away. And then just play like the first disc of Grandia 3, and then you're done, because the game falls apart after that. So sad. So you know how in Xenogears, the first CD is like filled with all this content, and then you get to the next CD, and then it feels like the story is like cut into segments, and it's missing like a whole chunk of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened in Grandia too. It's like, oh, this cool stuff happens, and then half your party leaves, and you're on your own, and then suddenly you're at the end of the game, you're like, okay, where did everything go?
In Grandia 2?
Grandia 3.
Oh, okay.
It just felt super rushed. Like you could see when they lost their budget.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
You hate to see it.
You hate to see it. All right.
Alive, first place.
The top five main party members.
Oof. Main party members. This is going to be a hard one.
Like the protagonists, right?
No, just main people in your party.
Oh, just people in the party. Okay.
Yeah. And it could be for anything, as they said here. It could be because of their personality. They don't even have to be good. You just like them.
Okay. I'm going to say Tales of Vesperia's Yuri. Definitely stands out as one of my favorite ones. I'm going to say Cloud from Final Fantasy VII.
Cloud.
I mean, not this high potential, but we see how to add it up.
Yeah.
I think Noctis is just going to be reimagined in Final Fantasy 16, so.
I was thinking for the Persona 5. Persona games, I can't really get anybody that really stands out to me. Like, they're more like a collective, if anything.
I mean, they have a set. They have the girl, the girly girl that's the new hotness, but she's not really like, you know, the hot girl stereotype. You have the silly friend.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, they fall into types. Yeah.
Yep.
That's why I said like each game they're just like a collective for the most part. Let's see. Oh, I'll say Jade from Tales of the Abyss.
Yeah, Jade's one of like the best characters.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about you, Taylor?
Oh, this is... it's going to be tough keeping it to five, but Vivi, for sure. I love Vivi. Strong magic user, and he's just a really interesting character. Balthier from Final Fantasy XII. Should have been the main character.
There you go.
And he's like, he's basically Han Solo of that game.
Absolutely.
He's great. Let's see here. I really liked... I'm trying to decide. There's two characters from Octopath Traveler, and I'm trying to decide which one. I mean, I could put both, I suppose. But I guess if we're trying to make a rounded out party, I really liked Ophelia from Octopath Traveler. She's like the priest healer character. Because her whole thing was like she was trying to like help save her family and stuff like that. So I don't know. I liked her personality and what drove her. Gotta have a good healer. Let's see here. One that comes to the top of mind is Jade from Dragon Quest XI.
Jade just must be good characters. The character's name is Jade.
Yep.
Good.
Oh, Jade. Okay, yeah. I think that's somebody else entirely.
And Maria. Okay, yeah. It's Maria.
Maria?
Why did they change the name again?
No, do you remember?
That was an inside joke with our Discord. We didn't know her name, so we just called her Maria.
Everyone just called her Maria.
We just made her name up for her.
I believe her name in Japanese is different, too.
It is. Yeah, I think you're right. It's not Jade. I think they're all different. I don't think any of them are the same.
Oh, okay. But why change it anyway?
That's a great question. Let's see here. I mean, Tifa, I guess. I mean, at this point, I'm just picking waifus.
Don't pick waifus because that's a different one.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. I was trying to avoid that entirely.
I'm trying to pick. I'm trying to think of like good, like interesting characters, but also, let's see.
I'm gonna say Velvet Tales of Berseria.
Okay. Velvito.
Not Mogilu.
I don't know. Well, no, I don't have a problem with Mogilu. Just nah. I mean, she's quirky. She's definitely quirky. You know, she was fun.
She's the quirky mage.
Yeah.
Every Tales game is a quirky mage now.
Man. I guess from just a pure like gameplay perspective, Orlandu or Agrias from Tactics.
I'm gonna pick Agrias because she's interesting, but then I felt bad because they don't really do much. But I think I remember getting a scene where Mustadio, it's like you go to the bar and on a certain day, and Mustadio wants to buy, I think it's Mustadio, wants to buy a gift for Agrias because he has a crush on her for her birthday.
Oh, really? I don't remember that.
That's yeah, cool. So it's a secret, it's like a secret scene you could find. And I remember finding, like, I got it randomly. I'm like, whoa, this is interesting. I've never seen this before. And she there, and he's like talking to Ramza. It's like, what should I get her? Should I get this? And then she comes into the bar. And he's all like, I'm not doing anything. And she's like, why are you acting so? So it's cool to see, like, actually see character moments like that in Final Fantasy Tactics.
Yeah, there's not a lot of those for sure.
Let me see if I can find it.
Let's see. Bulbasaur, Pikachu.
Easy way out.
I won't do that. Oh, what's her name from Vesperia? Help me out. The mage girl with the goggles. Oh, what's her name? God. I'm looking right at her on Wikipedia or on Google and I can't remember her name.
Rita.
Rita, thank you. I love. She's like snarky, and she just doesn't take crap from anybody. I really liked Rita. She was fun.
It's those quirky mages in Tales games, man. They're everywhere.
Yep. Yeah. Her. Who was the? What's the girl from Grace's F that I also like? Pascal.
Pascal.
Yeah, Pascal. She's cool.
She's insane. She can go like a week without Sharwin. What?
Yeah, I like seeing the skin of that where they're like all the guys are freaking out and Hubert's like, I like her smell because she gets, he has a crush on her. So I like Fina and Justin and Grandia because those are the main party members of the game. And they're like, they're super interesting. I love how they're written in that and in the game and how they evolve over time. It's good stuff.
They're good.
Philia. Philia is not really that interesting. I think Leon is more interesting than Philia.
In Destiny.
Ramza's
cool. I like Ramza.
So I'm playing right now Tactics Ogre for the PSP. Ooh, and nice. I didn't know I had branching story paths. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, no, it does. I remember it gets pretty crazy because I remember when me and Connor were playing it, like he had a party or a character in his party that I was like trying to kill. So yeah, they can get pretty wildly different, which is neat.
Like I wanted, it sucks because I wanted a party. I was like, I don't want to ruin anything, but my choices made a party, made someone who I thought I was going to get in their party die. And I'm like, oh, well, okay. And I like how one, Vice is like, looks completely psycho now. I was like, okay, I guess I chose wrong. I thought I was choosing the right thing, but like my choice made everything go to hell. Great. All right, so let's go for the next three are going to be pretty big ones. Let's go all to right. Top five waifus.
Oh my god.
In JRPGs.
Ever.
Done all right. We could make this top 10, probably.
Top 10. Right? Super awesome top 10 waifus.
You want to kick this off, Shadow? I know you're chomping at the bit.
All right. So I'm going to go with Tifa, Final Fantasy VII.
You can never go wrong. But remake Tifa, right?
Both. Can't go wrong either way. Let's see. Persona 4, Yukiko.
Ooh, man of culture. I like it.
I'm going to say Persona 5, On. I was going to say Makoto, but I find myself thinking about On more when I think about Persona 5. It's weird.
I don't think about any of those girls. I think about Kao Kami.
Oh, man. let's see. Hard to do any Tails games, but I guess I'll go with it. Can I put Velvet back on the list?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Drakengard 3's Zero.
Ooh, yeah, she's cute. I got to write my down. I'm writing mine down while Chad was listing his out, because I'm going to forget.
Seraphina from The Scott at 5. Throw Ryza in there. I'll tell you Ryza.
Ryza, okay. All right.
Throw Ryza in there. Kingdom Hearts, I'm going to go with Aqua.
Aqua, all right.
We can't. Aqua.
The only adult female in the game.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm going to have to go with 2B, Nier Automata. Aya Brea, Parasite Eve.
What about the third birthday?
Third birthday is third birthday is stupid. God, that game is dumb. I should have put that on the worst games, on the worst RPGs I've ever played. I don't think it's an RPG, it's more of a shooter.
I wouldn't even count it.
No. I remember Taylor was so excited to play the game, and then he played it, he's like, what is this?
Yeah, no whose fault that is, right? Tetsuya Nomura was all over that game. That's the reason, especially the story was stupid. I'm gonna go with the Karen. Definitely gonna go with Karen from Shadow Hearts. I ain't think I can like a Karen, but I do like a Karen.
Okay, it's not really Karen, it's Kareen.
Yeah, Kareen.
I mean, that's how it's spelled. I feel bad. I feel bad about Karen because it's like she, for some reason, falls for Yuri. It's like, why? You just always
can't even remember. I think it's because they were traveling around for a while, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's see. Fran, Final Fantasy 12.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Emma.
Are we on like 15 right now? Top 15?
Yeah. It's like probably 20 at this moment. Emma, Trails of Cold Steel. I'm going to let y'all go at this point, I guess. Silveria, Valkyria Chronicles. Silveria, Valkyria Chronicles.
So the bad girl.
Yeah, the bad guy.
It's Olivia. Okay, I gotta ask. I've seen like figures of this character. Are her boobs really that huge?
Oh, absolutely. Probably bigger.
Because they look ridiculous.
Yeah, that's the character design. The character design likes to draw very voluptuous women. I'll say that.
Good for him.
Good for him.
And I'm gonna end this with two. Pyra, Xenoblade Chronicles 2, and Cosmos Xenosaga. I can keep going, but I'm gonna let y'all live.
What about so I'm on Google and two of your videos popped up. What about Tharja from Fire Emblem?
Oh shit. Tharja, yeah, there you go. I forget about Tharja. There we go, Tharja. Absolutely.
Okay. I'm still settling on a list here. What the heck is her name? That's okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to... I don't know if this is probably more than 10. So Tyr from A Tale of the Abyss. For sure. Tifa, obviously. Yukiko, also. I'm a big Yukiko fan. Jade, I said Jade earlier. So I'm going to say Jade from Dragon Quest XI. I'm more Mithra. I'm going to say Mithra. Oh. Weirdly enough, I like this character. I like this design a lot. Azura from Fire Emblem Fates. The what you want to call it? The blue hair girl. Let's see, Lynn from Fire Emblem. She was my favorite character in Fire Emblem Warriors, which I know that's not the game she's from, but whatevs. Mercedes from Fire Emblem Three Houses. Loved her. They butchered her hair in the time skip, though. I was so mad. I'll never forgive him for that. Lucina. I also like Lucina a lot from Fire Emblem. A lot of Fire Emblem characters. This one might be controversial, but Lightning.
Why?
From Final Fantasy. Why?
She's why?
Hot. She, I, that's
no,
it.
No, she's not hot. She's not hot at all. Well, maybe in like 13.3 or something like that. Lightning Returns, maybe.
That's the one that he played too.
So I played 13 and Lightning Returns. I haven't played 2. And then again, this is purely from a design perspective, but Greenheart from Neptunia, the Neptunia.
There you
series.
Go. There you go. That's a good pick.
And that's what I got for now. Nick, help me out. I got one more, but I can't remember her name. Who's the big booby girl from Granblue Fantasy with the horns? What's her name?
Oh my gosh.
Is it the pink hair?
It's yeah. The pink hair one. Yeah, I can't think of it right now.
It's something
Narima or something like that.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Okay, let's look this up.
It's
Narmaya, yeah.
Narmaya, yeah, there you Narmaya. Go.
Yeah, she's one of my favorites.
Wait, why do you like her? Just from her design, or do you actually know the story?
Yeah, purely a design. I don't know anything about her. A lot of these are purely design. I mean, the last couple, I'll say purely design. Mithra, Greenheart, Lightning, and Lynn, just because I don't know anything about their stories. But the
you
others.
Like, how do you like Lightning for a design? Okay, you know what? It's your list. Go ahead.
What can I say? I like skinny girls. Don't hate me.
Narmaya is like a quiet, like, quiet girl who's obsessed with Gran. So yeah,
that's the other one from Granblue. I think she recently downloaded as a DLC fighter. I forgot.
Is it the fox girl?
Yeah, her
fox looking girl.
Yeah.
You know what, guys?
Girl, what's her name with the bow? Oh, she's. I like her a lot too.
The other one is better.
Oh, what's her name? Matera. I like her. Yeah, Matera.
I only have three right now, guys. I can't.
You only have three.
I can't think of any right now.
Well,
I'm trying to make you pick ones that are not you know copies. And the only but one of them is a copy. One of them's Tifa, because that's like obvious. And then it's Kawakami and Sarah.
Okay.
And then I'm just trying to think I'm trying to think of other ones right now.
So if you're wondering, the Granblue Fantasy girl, I think her name's Yule.
Yeah, it's Yule.
Yeah, Yule. There you go. Yeah, Yule. Yeah. All right, definitely. Makes me want to play Granblue. But I ain't playing no goddamn
Fantasy Relink. So. Let's go, man. It's called the all waifu squad when we play.
And that's why it's coming out in 2022.
That's right. They had to take the extra time to get the waifus right, you know.
I enjoy Lila from Tales of Vesteria.
Lila, yeah, she's a sweetheart.
Yeah. She's funny. And sweet.
Oh, her, yeah. Yeah. Her over Alicia, though, huh? Even though Alicia's not really in the game.
Yeah. Alicia's just a basic princess girl. That's all she is to me.
So you gotta say basic bitch.
Yeah, basic bitch. Oh man, I can't think of any right now. Not in JRPGs. I can think of plenty in other games, but right now, not in JRPGs. And you picked all the, you know, the booby ones, like Ryza. All the booby ones. But
all right, no Grandia.
Well, like, I don't really think of like waifus and Grandia because Grandia Fina is like 14, and then she's like the only the only girl in it.
Okay.
Only and then the other girl is wait, Millennia from Grandia 2.
Let's see. There you go.
But in Grandia 1, it's like Sue's like 7 and Fina's like 14. It's like, yeah, okay. All youngins. But Millennia is a mature succubus demon girl. All right, here's the big one. The top 5 GRP sequels we need.
Ooh.
God, man, where do I start?
Okay, yeah, Taylor. Proper. Right now. Oh, God, yeah. Well, no, Taylor and I have the have one. Number one.
Oh, Tactics, obviously.
Tactics 2. Tactics.
I ain't getting that.
Not advanced tactics game.
Yep. Just Tactics 2. Not gonna happen, but hey, we got something close to it.
That's true. I feel like this probably wouldn't have aged well, and nobody. I think this is probably one of those things where it's like you remember it fondly, and then you play it and you play like ah. But Legend of Dragoon 2, I feel like people have been talking about a sequel for that forever. It'd be kind of nice just to
Legend of Dragoon 2.
Take like a remaster or a remake first.
Dude, I would love to see
a remaster.
No, it has to be a remake. They cannot remaster that.
Well, like if it's like a remake in the vein, quote unquote, of I guess Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition. Some people like to call that a remake, then yeah, I guess that would be fine.
To remaster it, I think they would have to have a speed up mechanic or a skip animation.
Oh, absolutely.
Skip animation as well.
Yep. This has a sequel, but I know one for a while was The World Ends With You, but that finally has a sequel.
Yeah.
Cold Steel 4 needs Cold Steel 5.
No. They have it. It's called Hajimari.
I think it's more of a Crossbelt sequel than...
I mean, I don't necessarily know if I want a sequel to any particular game, but it'd be nice to have another Breath of Fire. Would be kind of cool.
That's not on the phone, because I remember Breath of Fire 6 was announced, and it was for the phone.
Yep. So a not phone game. Dark Cloud 3. People have been talking about Dark Cloud 3 forever. That'd be awesome.
But what style? Because I heard like Dark Cloud 2 is more like alchemy.
Yeah, so not that. I like the town building aspect. So more focus on the town building and have like better combat and more like a more dense town. Because like the town, you can't really do much in the town as you start building it. So it'd be cool to like there's more complex stories and there's different things going on in the town. You know, that'd be neat. Lunar 3, another Lunar would be awesome.
Would you want it classic, like a classic JRPG?
I mean, do it with the modern niceties that games like Bravely Default and Octopath Traveler have been given, you know? So, you know, give it some quality of life updates, but just a classic style game with the charm that those games usually have, that'd be great.
We need a sequel to Grandia. That is on par with Grandia 2. We haven't had
Grandia,
that.
The Adventures of Justin.
No, it doesn't have to be in that world. It could be something completely different. I just want it to feel like the original Grandia or Grandia 2.
Hmm. Oh, Tokyo Xanadu. Come on, let's go.
Oh yeah, Tokyo Xanadu too. There's still many mysteries in that world that I want to know. Oh, I got to figure it out.
You know, basically, I only want a sequel for that game because I know it can be better. It could be a lot better. That's the only reason I want a sequel. I want to play that game.
Finally, a game. Tokyo Xanadu that's not a Vita game.
Yeah.
I mean, they at the end of the after story, they're like, the Xanadu will continue. We'll see you next time. So they are hinting that there's going to be a sequel, but I don't know if they're going to make one.
They ain't got time for that.
They got plenty of time for that. You can never go wrong with a modern Japanese game. Modern Japan game.
True. Oh, no, you're going to be compared to Persona 5. What are you talking about? That's what happened with The World Ends With You. People thought it was a Persona 5 clone.
Which is so funny because it's like,
it's hilarious.
Anything
really? I thought that game came out way before Persona.
It did. That's what's funny about it.
Okay, so people are talking about the Switch game or the anime?
No, people were literally saying, Neil, The World Ends With You. It's a Persona 5 ripoff.
Oh, the new one.
Like, not knowing that there's a first World Ends With You game. So
that came out on the DS, guys. Come on.
On the DS. And I think The World Ends With You came out first before Persona 4. It did. So if anything, Persona 4 and Persona 5 copied The World Ends With You, if anything. That's still a stupid comparison to make, but yeah. I'm going to go off my list. I'm going to say we need a proper Parasite Eve sequel, if not a remake.
Would you want it?
Parasite Eve 2 was good.
Would you want it to be like Parasite Eve 2 or Parasite Eve?
Oh, Parasite Eve 1, absolutely. Just Parasite Eve 1. I have no real problem with Parasite Eve 2, but I think Parasite Eve 1 is just a better game overall. Let's see. I'm going to need a proper sequel to Kingdom Hearts 2. I would like to see Valkyria Chronicles 5. I could see them stopping for a long time, but I don't think Valkyria Chronicles is in our future at any point.
Is 4 in the same world as 1?
Yeah.
Are they all in the same
exactly.
world?
Exactly. Actually, yes. Yeah, they're all in the same world. Yeah, they're all in the same world. Every last one of them.
Same world, different wars. I mean, 1 and 4 are the same war, but I think 2 and 3 are different wars.
One, three, and four are same wars, are within the same wars. One's off the records, and the other one is before the main war, I believe. Valkyrie Chronicles 4 is before the main war or during the main war, I believe. I think they're all working in tandem. But 2 is after the main war, Valkyrie Chronicles 1.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I don't think we're going to see another Valkyrie Chronicles game for a long, long, long time. I don't think Valkyrie Chronicles 4 did well enough.
Do you know if there's a fan translation patch for Valkyrie Chronicles 3?
Oh, yeah, there is. Yeah, I reviewed it.
No, you
a long
didn't.
Time ago. Huh? Valkyrie Chronicles 3, yeah.
There's a translation patch.
Played the whole game. I played that game for like 100 and something hours.
Nice.
It works out. It's pretty good. It works.
It's just weird that they made the sequels on the PSP. Just kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah. And Valkyrie Chronicles 3 is honestly the best Valkyrie Chronicles game, bar none. I love Valkyrie Chronicles 1. Valkyrie Chronicles 1 is in my top 10 JRPGs of all time. It was probably going to stay up there in the top 5. But Valkyrie Chronicles 3 is bar none the best Valkyrie Chronicles game. It's sad that we didn't get that. Content, gameplay, everything. Characters is just the better overall game. Best game in the series. Easily.
We need a new Tales game. You know, we haven't had one. We haven't had one in like 4 years.
It's been weird. I know, right?
Speaking of Sega JRPGs that we're probably not going to get sequels to, I really, really, really liked the Soccer Wars reboot. And I hope they make more, but I don't think they will. I'm hoping they port that to like PC at the very least, just to give it, you know, a second lease on life and, you know, hopefully sell a little bit better. But I don't know how that one did either. Did you play that, Shadow?
No, I didn't play that.
Oh, man. So good. So good.
I would like another Star Ocean game. That'd be nice.
A good one?
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's got it in them to make a good Star Ocean game.
Yeah. It's like, I look at Star Ocean 5, Integrity and Faithlessness. I was like, I don't know who to blame on that one. I almost want to just blame Square Enix in general because they didn't have the time to make one and they didn't have the budget to make one. And I felt like I could have waited another 10 years for a proper Star Ocean game. But I guess it was either that or come out with another Star Ocean game in like 20 years or something like that. Even then, I still would have waited. I would have been around.
The PS2 Star Ocean games are really good, right? They're pretty good.
I think it's just the only PS2 Star Ocean game is Till the End of Time.
Yeah, 3, right?
Yeah, 3, yeah. And right. And that's like kind of a hit or miss between the fan base. Mm-hmm. I like it for one, but I know a lot of people that think it's just terrible.
Well, I don't want to spoil anything, but isn't that the one that has the really crazy twist?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. The one that has a huge, huge plot twist. That's one of the reasons people hate it.
Oh, okay.
It pretty much throws the whole entire series into question for the most part.
That's not good.
Like everything going forward, you have to take into account Star Ocean 3's twist.
And it's a pretty wild twist. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like a new Xenoblade Chronicles?
No.
Yeah, I would like a new Xenoblade Chronicles. Absolutely. I would hope that. But the question is, would I want it more like Xenoblade Chronicles X or Xenoblade Chronicles 2 and 1?
Why not both?
Yeah, I want to say both. I really do enjoy the anime styling of Xenoblade Chronicles 2, but I fear we're probably not going to get like a really drenched in anime thing that we got with Xenoblade Chronicles 2, given all the backlash that 2 had, even though it was a good game. It got a lot of backlash for being so anime, especially with the character designs. I love that about it.
I mean, it did have hentai artists drawing its blades for it, so.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It was like a gacha game for the most part. Well, it was a gacha game.
It was definitely a gacha. I remember that. It's like they should have made it where they had you had to find dungeons to find rare blades.
Yeah, awesome. It's weird. I have never seen a crazy mechanic in a JRPG like that. Actually, that's an idea for another video.
Yeah, I'm with you. Now that I'm thinking about it, I liked what X was trying to do, but the way it was, I feel like the balance was off. Like the way it gates you to story, you know, where it's like you're not level 30, so you can't do the next story mission. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah, I hated that. Oh my god, and that would have been bad enough. But they also wanted you to explore like the rest of the parts of the island or parts of the world, and I'm like, if I like your game enough, I will explore on my own. Do not force me to explore.
Yeah, because I love the premise of that game. It's like, we are like pioneers from Earth trying to find a new home, and this is where we landed. Like, what a cool premise. I can't think of another JRPG that does that. But
Star Ocean.
And then it looked bad. It looks bad. The faces were so bad. The mechs are cool. The skulls, as they call them. Those are neat.
Yeah. That's what I'm hoping when a definitive edition comes out, they address all the issues with the game.
You think they're going to do that?
People are waiting.
Well, at least for the maybe they could do the level cap. Maybe not, because you know it kind of depends on the boss. Because like the bosses are, they want you to be within that level range so you can beat the bosses. But they could definitely improve the map. The map was terrible. That's about it.
All right. Oh, wait. I think that was the last one, actually.
It was?
Okay, we could end with this one. Top 5 giant swords.
Man. All right, so, unfortunately, I'm going to have to take 2 in the same game. Final Fantasy VII's Buster Sword and Sephiroth's Marasume, or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Is it Muramasa?
Muramasa. It might be called.
I don't know.
It's one of those. It's one of those ones.
Yeah.
I mean, the Buster Sword is just a giant sword. Yeah, just a giant. It's required. So, yeah. Guys, my picks are all the swords in our icon. So if you know what those are.
Buster Sword.
There's the Buster Sword,
Keyblade, Dimlos.
Yep. The Eternal Sword, the Monado, a Gunblade.
Yeah, Monado, Gunblade. Those are good ones.
It's funny.
What's the sword called from Xenoblade 2? Does it have a name?
Xenoblade 2?
The Aegis?
Yeah.
Oh, the Aegis.
Yeah. I mean, they're waifus, so how could that be number one?
Yeah.
Those blades.
Yeah.
Technically, they are, Pyra and Mythra are giant swords.
They sure are.
Wow.
And I'm trying to think if there are any other giant swords.
You know what's funny? So, you know how, I don't know, what do you think the Gunblade was all about? Did you actually think it shot bullets?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does, because there's a mechanic. If you time it right, it shoots a bullet. Yeah.
So, I'm pretty sure it has a barrel too, doesn't it?
No. Yeah. So apparently the Gunblade doesn't shoot anything. What it does is when you fire, it makes it swing harder, so it hits harder.
Are you sure?
Yeah. So that actually kind of makes sense. It's like a boost. You fire it, and it makes the sword hit harder because it throws the shoots it down.
Okay. Doesn't it have like a chambers as well? It has a gun chamber.
It has bullets or shells.
Bullet chamber.
Huh. Yeah, it has shells. So when I thought it was just like a gun, I was like, that's just stupid. But when I heard about it being like, it just adds like power to your swing, like having a jet boosted hammer or something like that. And I'm like, oh, okay, kind of makes sense now. So Taylor, have you go to Resonant Arc, the guys who are Dark Pixel?
Yeah.
They're having like a huge podcast just about Final Fantasy VIII. Just talking about the backstory, like the history and the game itself, and they're just going through the entire game, and it was like 4 hours long, and they're only at the beginning of the game. And it was just fun to listen to. It was just fun to listen to. I was like, huh, interesting. That's where I learned about the Gunblade. So guys, check that out. It's just started coming out too.
Let's see. I would say the Ultima weapon from Final Fantasy VII. It's pretty big.
Okay, giant.
I don't know how big it is, but I really like Tidus's sword from Final Fantasy X because it's all like, it looks like it's watery,
Okay, yeah. His main sword, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know how big these are either. I just like saying them, but Kukuchimoji and Cheer Gerard from Final Fantasy Tactics.
it always comes out to Final Fantasy Tactics with you guys.
It's Samurai Sword. There's just so much stuff in Final Fantasy Tactics.
Have you not played it, Shadow?
Honestly, I did play it, but I don't remember anything about it.
Oh, as big of a Disgaea fan as you are, I feel like you'd like it.
Yeah, but I did play it. I'm pretty sure I beat it, but I can't remember anything about it, to be honest. It was so long ago.
You should replay it. And then you'd be like, oh wow, no wonder.
Hey, probably.
Well, okay, here's a weird one. What about Cloud's swords, specifically from Advent Children? I don't know if you guys remember this, but he has like swords that can like change and switch. He can like switch out blades and stuff. You remember that?
Yeah.
And they were like on his motorcycle, so he would like grab a hilt and then he'd stick it in his motorcycle and switch. I don't know what he was doing, but I thought they were all
attached to the Buster Sword. Like it was a modified Buster Sword, and like he could take them off or something like that or something. Because I know he used it in his final attack, didn't he? Against Sephiroth in that movie.
Yeah.
Because he started taking them off and he started like going to each one, or maybe those were energy blades or some shit like that. I can't remember.
But yeah, I thought that was kind of neat. I'm trying to think of any other giant swords that come to mind. in Final Fantasy 15, and I don't remember if this was just in the trailer, if you could actually do this, but the Iron Giants, there's a shot in the trailer where Noctis and Gladiolus grab the sword from the Iron Giant and they like hit him with it. And I don't know if that ever made it into the game, but I was like, that's kind of a neat little canned animation thing. And that's a pretty giant sword.
Giant swords. Well, guys, I think that's going to be it for this week. Just a bunch of top fives, having fun. How was it, Taylor? How did you like our answers this time?
It was good.
Yeah. You look tired.
Yeah, a little bit. It's been a long day. We were out filming most of the day.
Really quick, what did you guys think about the news of the PSN stores closing?
Oh yeah.
The PSP, the PlayStation Vita, and the PS3 stores are closing.
I've only seen it from that one site, so I don't really believe it yet. So I'm not 100%.
Okay, I think it's been official.
Yeah, I don't know. Or, if you guys find an official source, just please tell me. I have everything on mine right now, but I don't get why they would do it. Why? Is there not really a reason? People are still using the systems.
The PSP, I get. I mean, when was the last time somebody downloaded a PSP game? I'm sure probably today. But
I downloaded one on my Vita.
Yeah, Vita. People are still making Vita games, so that doesn't make any sense to shut down the Vita store when they're still making games. So I don't.
Not enough games, probably. It's probably like a handful being made in Japan, probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's
a bummer for sure.
Yeah, it sucks, but it's like I'm not gonna miss it. I'll be all right.
It's expected. I just don't hope I have a bunch of PS1 games on my... I have a bunch of downloaded games on my PS3, so can't lose those, right?
That's true, yeah. Yeah, if it's already downloaded, you can't lose it.
Yeah. If not, it's time to sail the high seas on some games. So
that's what Shadow said in his tweet earlier. I remember, I was like, oh, the only thing that will be hard to replicate is anything with a touchscreen.
That's true, yeah. But actually, there's a good 3DS emulator, so touchscreen is doable.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. So next week, we'll be back. And I don't know what we're going to be talking about. Hopefully, there's some awesome news out there. And if not, we'll do another fun thing like this. Maybe a little game. Back of the box, I don't know. But yeah. Thanks for watching and listening, and we'll be back next week. See you guys.
Later. Peace.